Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Shorty in the whip, staring at the hublo. See, we in the six, same color nouveau. Shorty got the stick, Honda, Tudo. Talking like she white, how she can do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. From left at the beach, we're popping, chula. We ball harder, we stay rock. We ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, Apollo rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off off. We at the ball, this is sauce, team full of killers, don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me off and soft, cause I'm in the bins of the 6 for the coffee.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. There's something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them off. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Pop, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or a D-class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
That being said, said, I'm going to let you know we're going to keep rocking. But you know we got to get into some hip-hop news. Before we start the music, I always do that. Give y'all a little taste of the grace of what's going on in the place. Big shouts out to my man, RJ Dapp, who will be on Beef Stew Radio starting this week, next week. RJ Dapper will be on Beef Stew Radio. We welcome RJ Dapper to the family. You know what I mean? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Well, the first thing is they saying that the rumor mill is, and you know, like I said, I give credit to Bossup. These are my peoples over there at Bossup.com. Big shout out to them. They always keep me up on everything, keep everybody up on everything. They're a good website. That's my peoples. Beyonce and Kim Kardashian apparently are being like, you know, at one time the rumor mill was talking that Beyonce was keeping her distance from Kim Kardashian. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because she wasn't really thinking that Kim Kardashian was good for Kanye or whatever. You know, Kanye, Jay-Z, and Beyonce, they supposed to be real close. So, you know, Kim Kardashian poster wasn't be fitting in with the quartet, with the four at one point in time. But now the rumor mill states that it's cleared up with exclusive report putting the Lev Beach buzz to rest after Kim Cakes and Bebe were spotted rocking out together at Made in America Festival in September. But baby daddy-to-be Kanye looks to have just taken the confirmation a step further with his throwback photo at the 2012 BET Awards posted earlier, which he has both of them chilling out, you know, hanging out together, hugging on each other. So for you people that thought Kim Kardashian and Beyonce wasn't rocking together and they had problems, you're wrong. You heard it here on Beast 2 Radio. That's cool, though, because, you know, they get money. That's money right there. All four of them could get money. Then her mother and, you know, then Bruce Jenner could do something with them, you know. Bruce Jenner could do something. Bruce Jenner was the man. If y'all don't remember, Bruce Jenner was the swimming man. He was on the Wheaties box. It's just hard to look at him now to see the way he was acting. Like, damn, Bruce, you was the man at one time. Now you're just like an old, mean guy. But that's your role, Bruce Jenner. You know, but truth. Now, on the prowl. And now, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that happened in basketball LeBron James follows AJ McCarron's girlfriend on Twitter. Now, people probably say, who's AJ McCarron? He's one of the football players, quarterback for the Alabama, who won yesterday. The Bama! You know, that's what the people are saying. He's the quarterback in Alabama. And, you know, it was a game between last night, you know. And a lot of people was making a comment about Imus, too, because Imus was kind of like sweating shorty, you know. He was sweating her hard. He was like, oh, look at her. She's so beautiful. They put the camera on her, directly on her. You know what I'm saying? She goes to Auburn University, and she was watching her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? She was watching her boyfriend, A.J. McCarron, play. He's the quarterback, the winning quarterback last night. And she's also, the thing is, she's Miss Alabama. You know what I'm saying? So she's a Miss Alabama. She's won that. She's, you know, the TV guys, they couldn't stop talking. I mean, like, you know, just after the cameras focused on her alone, they said Twitter gave her 90,000 followers just off of the way they was talking about it. You should have heard Imus. He was like, oh, man, she's very beautiful. AJ, man, quarterbacking is doing very well for you. God, these quarterbacks, they get the most beautiful girls. Look at her. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's this. Man, she's a college student. You know, he's going hard. I mean, he's going real, real hard. So, now the new thing is one of his followers, as soon as it started, was LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't gonna lie, you know, LeBron, they say LeBron James was, you know, kind of come at her on the low. You know, She got pictures and all that, you know, with her and her girlfriends. And, you know, she's right now she's probably going to be a model somewhere. She can probably model somewhere just after. Well, she's already, like I said, Miss Alabama. So now she is really big on her right now. They're going really crazy and hard on her right now after that game. So you're going to see it on a lot. You're going to see it on a lot of stuff. You're going to see it on certain things like, you know, when they be having the 10 worst things, the 10 craziest things that happen in entertainment. You know those things where you see Willis making a comment or something, Willis or you know, Danny from the Partridge Family, Danny Partridge, you know, when you see those guys, you know. But, yeah, man. That's one thing. I got a couple of more things. I like to get into the news with y'all because, I like to get into the news. Like, I want to talk to y'all about Candy Burgess. She shut down rumors that's been going on about her new boo. You know what I'm saying? Candy Burgess denies her boyfriend Todd Tucker is gay. The reality TV star recently had to come to the defense of her boo, Todd Tucker, after claims he's chopping down at the ATL bisexual man Skipper Flippers, the performer who goes by the stage name of Red Culus. Had made numerous appearances on Roja and even good friends with Pedro Parks. You know what I'm saying? So recently, tweets between Todd and the famous Skipper Red suggesting the two was bumping butts were exposed. Here we're going to read them. What was said? It says, hanging with R&B at the Hawks game, thanks to the homie, could have made it. Then Tara, hey, I'll contact you. So, I mean, you know, it's, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's you call it. Said, not so fast, Candy. Immediately took account and shut down the rumors. She went hard at that, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of crazy pictures of her boo, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. You know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, she's standing by her man, and, you know, that's what she's supposed to do, and I'm not mad at her. Now, some people may say that, I hope her standing by her man, it doesn't come out that, you know, it doesn't come out what we're thinking. So we're going to get more into some more stuff, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things going on today, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is a crazy one, man. This one right here, man. I got to tell y'all this one. An Oregon woman says that her boyfriend choked to the death with his dreadlocks. Police in Oregon say a woman told officers that her boyfriend choked her with his dreadlocks. Portland Police Pete Simpson says the unidentified woman was taken to the hospital Monday for treatment for numerous life-threatening injuries. The police spokesman said the 32-year-old Caleb Gothberg was arrested for an investigation of several domestic violence and felony crimes, including strangulation, fourth-degree assault, and second-degree kidnapping. He's due in court on Tuesday. I don't know. Dreadlocks. Choking his girl with the dreadlocks. Yeah, I mean, listen, on this one, man, I want y'all to go to the blog, www.beefstewradio.com. Tell me your thoughts on that. You know what I mean? Tell me your thoughts on that. We're going to also talk about Kaluche. You know, that's how I say it, man, because I don't never say it right. But Chris Brown's, I don't know what she is. You know, Riri puts her on blast after she seen her coupled up with Chris Breezy. Now, Breezy, he's being a pleaser, because he's rolling with, you know, Riri and everybody. Like, oh, he's rolling back with Riri. Brown, he threw a sword. He's like, hold up, fellas. I'm back over here with baby girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it to y'all. Just after Rihanna left for vacation to Europe, Chris Brown and Karrueche were seen attending an agenda trade show in L.A., and Chris was unable to leave without his ex. While Rihanna was in Ireland on, Ireland on vacation, Chris Brown was seen talking to his ex-boo, Karrueche, and, you know, at the trade show in Long Beach, and, you know, that's what it was. On January 6th, Chris and Karrueche were seen driving Chris's Porsche, you know what I'm saying, to the agenda trade show in Long Beach to promote Chris's clothing line, Black Pyramid. That's his new clothing line. And while the romantic relationship is, you know, is supposed to be over, you know, they're still in business partners together. She still owns some of the company with him. You know, they own half and half. And Karrueche is helping him promote the clothing line, and she's also helping him promote her line. You know, The Kill, that's her clothes, The Kill. Karrueche tweeted, today was pretty awesome, can't wait to see, you know, what happens. It's super suspicious that they would meet while Rihanna's away, that's what everybody's saying. So, you know, everybody's making a little fuss of this because, you know, this is a deep thing. And I'm going to, you know, Rihanna took back to Twitter to vent over her frustrations with Chris hanging out together. Rihanna, you know, she's telling friends she wasn't worried about Chris Brown hanging with Karrueche at the agenda show in Long Beach, you know, while the pop princess was finishing her vacation in Ireland, you know what I'm saying? But her social media activity seems to be saying otherwise, you know. I'm going to read a little letter that a photo of Rihanna's Twitter account, you know what I'm saying? She needs to aim directly at Karrueche, you know what I'm saying? Now, here it goes. I'm going to read this. This is Rihanna, y'all, talking to Chris Brown's supposed-to-be-ex-girl, Karrueche. There comes a time in life when you walk away from all the drama and people who created, surrounded yourself with people who make... Hold up. Did she actually put this thing on some crazy type of... It looked like she wrote this on a bag. I'm going to take it from the top. It looked like she wrote it on a paper bag. There comes a time in life when you walk away from all the drama and people who created. Surround yourself with people who make you laugh, forget bad, and focus on good. Love the people who treat you right. Pray for the ones who don't. Life is too short to be anything but happy. Falling in love is not that. Now, this is basically what Karrueche has said to Chris Brown. And this is what Karrueche has said to Chris Brown. So, not Chris Brown, actually to Rihanna. So, I don't know. She said, pray for the ones who life is too short to be anything but happy. How do we supposed to understand that one, y'all? You know, she's a little mad because Chris Brown was caught while she was, they called him, the photos caught him, chilling with Karrueche in the trade show. Y'all get on the blog and y'all tell me, do y'all feel, I got three questions for y'all and I want y'all to answer that, www.beastradio.com. I want y'all to tell me, do y'all feel Chris Brown is a creep because he's creeping with both of them, but he's not married and I don't know if him and Rihanna, they say they back together, but if he's not as fully back together with Rihanna, do you guys feel that he's wrong? Also, do you feel that Rihanna is tweeting to Karrueche? All right? And on the other hand, do you feel that Karrueche is trying to get Chris Brown back while Rihanna was on vacation in Ireland? Hit us up on www.beastradio.com. Let me know y'all feelings all over the world. I want to know what y'all feel about that. Tell me something. Let me know something. But right now, what I told y'all, I'm going to take it back in so many ways that I don't think nobody in the building is about ready to understand how the man is going to do what he's about ready to do. You feel it, deal me? I hope y'all feel it, deal me. I really hope everybody in the building feel it, deal me. Watch me now. It's DJ Big Stu. Watch me now. I said, watch.
They got the street on lock.
The street on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJs.
Do it, man. DJ Bug, DJ Bug.
Let's Constriction.
I was rocking real hard. Told you I was going to do it. But back to a little bit of hip-hop news, man. Joe Budden and his boyfriend and his girlfriend, I'm about to say boyfriend, and his girlfriend, Kaylin Garcia, of Love and Hip-Hop. Now, if you checked out the season premiere of Love and Hip-Hop last night, you saw the Colossal Cake, and you seen the two fighting, you know what I mean? And Joe Budden laughing and having fun, and you know, you see Joe Budden being a slick dude, testing to see how his game is, and bringing two girls. He said he was trying to find out the truth, but he was bringing two girls around each other and actually jumped off. But it seems that Love and Hip Hop is going to have a new set of drama, especially, you know, they have to have some more people that to catch attention, because, you know, Chrissy and Jim Jones doing their own thing. So with their own show, so things is looking different. There's a lot of new faces. A lot of people are trying to wonder who's who, and there's a lot of new faces in Love and Hip Hop. I mean, Love and Hip Hop this year. So it's going to be interesting. You still see that homegirl and her manager is still there. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna see what's happening with that. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of drama going on. So we're gonna see what's happening with that. Matter of fact, I think it's on right now for you people to go look. I can go to VH1 and look at it right now. We in the studio, TV's popping on, just talking about it. But yeah, man, once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu. The single's out. Make sure you go out there and get it. Download it. SoundClick. .tiff. SoundCloud. Every place you can go get a single, a mixtape, is going to be going down. East Side Story mixtape hosted by me. Put together with me, my man Mo Money, a couple other people, my man Tony Stance, and a few other people. We all up in the building, El Casino. It's going to be crazy. The Hunt, 10th Street, Team One, 10th Street, doing their thing in it. You know, there's many, many, many more, man. Many videos already. Make sure y'all go to YouTube, man. Look out for videos. Look out, check out, you know, East Side Story movie. Look at the movies that, the videos that's coming with them. Just to give y'all an idea, we got one joint from Team 110 Street Gorillas. That's that joint, Something Out of Nothing. Make sure y'all check that out. That's bumping real hard. And also, you can check out Mo Money and El Casino, Like It's My Last. That joint right there is bumping real hard off of there. And just released today, yours truly, DJ Big Stu. You know what I mean? Featuring Mo Money, Tony Stance, Buck Smooth. Joint is pumping, set it off. So yeah, make sure I played it earlier today. We'll play it later on today. We in the building. We're talking about hip hop. Talking about Joe Budden. Make you know, I want y'all to do this too. Make sure y'all go to my blog, www.beefstewradio.com, and let me know what you feel about what you've seen in Love the First Premiere. Everybody, I want you people tell me about what you feel about Joe Budden or anybody that's in that, you know, in that episode, somebody you didn't like or something. You know, it could be Rich Dollar, it could be Yanni, it could be Yanni and her man. You know, it could be anybody. I want you to give me your opinion and what you feel the season is going to be. I think the season is going to be interesting myself. But I want you people that watched it last night all across, all over, holler at me. Let me know what's good. It's your man, DJ Big Stu on Beef Stu Radio. What's got to come? Make sure you tune in every Friday night, ladies' night. Also, this Thursday, I will have my man K-Rec in the building. My Life in My Hood mixtape. He will be in the building doing his thing. I'll be playing that joint, Dim the Light, you know. A lot of y'all feeling that. Well, he will be in the building. We're going to go over some more joints he got. We're going to kick in and we're going to review the premiere of his mixtape. My man K-Rec in the building. Shout out to Madison Avenue. Shout out to Villamosa, Lehman, Carver, all over, Sean Bird, Taft, down to the east side. Definitely shout out to Lexington Avenue and Park Avenue, where I'm from. Definitely shout out that. Yes, I live on Park Avenue, for you out there. DJ live on, Big Stu live on Park Avenue. But not the Park Avenue you guys are from. See, when you take a plane here, you go to the downtown Park Avenue. But when you get out here and you get on the train, the number 6, and you go uptown, And once you get past 96th Street, buddy, things are going to change. Still going to be called Park Avenue, Lexington Avenue, but the scenery is definitely going to change on you. For real, for real, for real. That's why you're going to see the movie East Side Story. Make sure y'all do that. Right now, online right now, you guys, if you want, you can go see Somebody's Gotta Die, directed by Nat and Mo. You know what I mean? Doing that one, and my man Mo Money, both of them are the Treble Neck Brothers, doing their thing, directing debut. That's a hot joint. Make sure you go see that. It's on YouTube right now. Go run to that. Run to that. Run to that. Make sure Big Stu sends you. Say, Big Stu says, run to that. Once again, I'm going to get back into some more old school music because that's what we're going to do today. We're going to slow it. No, I'm just playing whatever I play, but y'all can't. Y'all got to admit I was rocking. I had you old heads like, ha, 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 ha. Especially when I played the Funky Chicken on y'all. I know some of y'all was doing the Funky Chicken. Some of y'all was just sitting down thinking about when y'all was in your house looking at Soul Train and, you know, and then the record came on and you got up and you started showing off. Because, you know, that's how I used to dance back in the days, especially boys. Girls danced a little. Some of boys back in the days when we was like 10, 12, 11, unless we was b-boying. When b-boying came out, we started organizing and some other dancers came out and we started organizing. But before that, most little boys used to dance like chicken scratch. That's what Mogu say. You know how you dance in chicken scratch? You just be jumping all over the place. But nowadays, rubbers be cool, and we got like five dances. We got the rub-a-dub dolly, where we ain't really dancing. Or we got the, you know, so you got those brothers in the club that want to dance all night and I think they mace. They run around the club doing every goddamn dance step that's on TV. Running Man, the Dance Puff, and them used to do. Then they do the dance that was to the whatever dance, that's whatever record, the Ron Brown record. Then they do Chic, you know, these guys are crazy. There's always those dudes. And you know, you can find them at the Shadow now. Anyway, it's your man DJ Big Bizzle on the Twizzle 2013. I'm in the building feeling real good. Things are looking up. Look like we're moving on up. We're moving on up. So we're going to get back into some more music, man. Do what we do. I'm going to come back later on and holler at y'all. Big shouts out to Sarah Fahim, you know. She gave us a Christmas shout-out on Twitter. I'll write out to you. Make sure you follow me at BeastDoRadioTwitter.com and also, you know, BeastDoRadio at BeastDoRadio Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/BeastDoRadio. Go to www.BeastDoRadio.com. Follow me on SoundClick. Follow me on SoundCloud. Follow me, Reverb Nation. So many, man. I don't want to miss nothing. I'm going to have the links to my interviews recently for the movie and, you know, as a director and a producer of the mixtape. I'm going to have copies and links to my interviews on other people's radio shows. That's what I've been doing really recently, promoting the joint. K. Nicole's been really taking over the station. I have the movie, you know, kind of to promote. And it is good what it is. You know, so let's get into some more old school. Take it in. Take it all the way home. Because you know me, man. I can sit here and talk all day and all night and all day and all night and all night and all day. And all day and all night. And have fun while I do it. Have fun while I do it because I am.
This is Beastie Radio. I said Beastie Radio. No, Beastie Radio.
Yeah. I was born and raised down in Alabama on a little farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged, it folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, close deep down inside. He was hurt because he thought all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with his shovel in his hand. See, education he never had, but he did wonders when the time got bad. A little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. All life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life was kicking back down. One day, papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders and tears. I'm depending on your son. in that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chicken, then I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. But then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through. Every day I had to work the fields, but that's the only way we got our meals. You see, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depending on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to face another day. 4 years have passed, all the kids have grown. The angels took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed tears, but my daddy's voice helped me.
This is Eastern Radio.
They can spend the money, but they don't mean a thing without some money. You know what I mean? Cause your kiss is like the taste of aged wine. And with the thought of another day, you got me thinking your business is hard to find. Your love is sweet as a day. I'm telling you, girl, your love is sweet, and I know it won't die. Your love is sweet as the days go by. There are pretty faces on TV that can say to the way you look, girl, they don't mean.
I'm
many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Thank you. Under that dress right there. You spicy cage, and we're gonna pass a good time out there. You better touch your head on them necrofish. You gotta been all the way over to dance off this. You handle your business, but I know you do it way better. You're dead wrong. So if you toting body niggas make noise when you pass by, get your fine ass on the floor, girl. This your fucking song. Do your thing, don't be scared. Cause you gon' get served. You get mine, then you gon' get germs. About to make your ass love it. Raise it up, sugar G-string, huffin' and huffin'.
Attention, all your players and pimps, right now in the place to be.
Hey, hey.
I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
What's up?
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pass.
Tell me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass!
DJ Bird.
Show me what you're working with. Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. You're crying, heifer. I don't need all that. I got a job for you to braid it up. Pimp is back. Break them handcuffs. Fuck your nigga. Move something. If you ask you what you're doing, say, ooh, nothing. And we've been doing the past two. Something. I'm beating that pussy up. Not smooth. Fucking. You can bet you about a dollar. If that pussy fire. You're going to holler about your tie. Act like you'll be backing that stuff up. Girl in the club, cause that's what you got to ask for. Wobble, wobble, I'm infatuated. Bitch, ride a dick like she making the pain. And I see that we're gonna have to go to a quiet corner for just us doing. Don't worry about who looking, just keep on doing what you doing. Cause a nigga like me gonna get to work before I know the girl. Bitch, what's hand? Let him see, show the world.
Attention, all your players and pimps, right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
What's up?
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pass.
Show me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass.
Let's take some calls from the request line. Caller number one.
Hey, man, what's up? This is Dominique from Shady No Trailer Park.
What's up, Dominique?
I want to hear that song from Lil Yachty and P. Pablo.
All right, I got that coming right up for you. Now, shout out the radio station that gave you what you wanted.
W Boom Boom B, baby.
Shamika, Keisha, Tara, Shrika. Where my dogs at?
Be right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
Right here,
what must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal, not cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you what's the matter. You don't know by now that you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I commit the crime. When it's on me, transform like Optimus Prime. Out on the head, roll out, let's make it happen. We ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it cap. Bustin' off, dustin' off, it's off this nigga. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga. Come on, off this nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he didn't bust down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog.
What? Yeah.
With the gear.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Get at me,
dog.
Yeah.
Now it is. Looking too good for certain niggas. Some hurting niggas. What you doing? Robbing niggas. Jerking niggas. Sticking niggas. Cause they deserve it. But money got murdered. They know he died slow. Cause they hurt him. The nigga ain't blew up the spot in a while. And the motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
You know?
It takes the light up. The fuck the night up. Blow everything in sight up. Fuck around and I had no ass right up. And to mention some shit, he wasn't able to stand. I guess it. That'll disable a man with a wave of the hand. The days are longer and it seems like I'm facing time. I've got a lot of dreams, but I'm not really facing mine. I soak it all up like a sitting fly. Nowadays, getting by, that's more than the case of meal, it's getting hot. I live to die, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something. Now it's all about you can get it.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna fill us?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread?
Get at me, dog.
What?
What's the deal? One in the back, let your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you're breathing, but you dead from the waist down. My fuck is on your mind. Talking that shit that you be talking. And I bet you wish you never got hit, cause you be walking. But shit happens in buckets. You done did your dirt. Niggas is wondering how the fuck you hit your skirt right under their eyes. That's a surprise to the guy. And when it ain't man, but the bitch in disguise. Fucking with cats and all the more hits and slaughter more kids. Let me holler at you, yelling at Baltimore. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just robbing to eat. And there's at least 1,000 of us like me. Mobbing the street. When we starve and we eat, whatever's there. Come on, you know the cold in the street, whatever's fair. Bloodstains and chalk, cause your man couldn't walk after the talk about him knocking on 11-33 in New York. Transforming that singers will get it quick. And yo, for real, that nigga can't can suck my dick. And it's gonna take all these niggas in the rap game to barely move me. Cause when I blow shit up, I have niggas falling like white bitches in a scary movie. Ah, you know I don't know how to act. Get too close to niggas, it's like
protected by Viper. Stand back.
I thought you niggas was killing, demented. Fuck you on me, George's coward.
Finish him.
Ascend it.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I
villains.
Got phone, man.
Your eyes for real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mom comes equipped with
one baby.
My family got shots to share. We want a profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another story gets told, it ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God, in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, Sonny Shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds.
So
side locked down and turn none. Cowardly heart said straight up, shook one, shook one. Hey, the cook, son. He just shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. Do it so much to got you trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, the only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, heavy, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, mind, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, 34 recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my was out of hold for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my peoples. React quick, for lyrics like Max, I hit. You domo, when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free. Sonny, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing. Halfway crook. Living the life that is on the guns. The numerous ways you can choose to earn.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh,
Maryland niggas are the
This is Beast Radio.
I'm still not a player, but you still a hater. Elevator to the top, high. See you later. I'm going penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French house seats, 10,000 knees, rent out lease, with an option to buy, copping the five of banks, and when I'm not, whoever the sky, roll from the lie, put my twin Tito up in the Benzito, with my Kiko from Queens, the game that ego, we go back like PAs and wear PJs, now we reach the peak age, running trains for 3 days, who wanna ride, it won't cost you a dollar, with a sore for harder, of course you're still gonna holler, mama, I'm sick, I rip my through your hooters, I'm sick, you couldn't measure my for six hooters, hold up, true lie, I'm all about getting new, but I knock that boo, if you out to get cool. The black brand relax, I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of that. Strong as a show class, I pass my test. Fat for breasts, highly intelligent bachelorettes. That's the best, I won't settle for less. I want to get a brunette with a forgettable sex. I lay your head on my chest, I feel my heartbeat. We can park the Jeep, put my beep, and just walk the leaf. It's hard to creep since I found Joe. Every pretty round, brown, when I go down low. Put this boogie down, professional. I'ma let you know what's up with the blows. Get your clothes, cause you got. Go downstairs, little brown hairs everywhere.
You nasty twins.
I don't care, round here they call me Big Pun. Hit you with the big guns, big tongue on to make the chick. Hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot love. Got to scream and punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I even do be like, don't stop getting in the hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot love. Got to scream and punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I even do be like, don't stop getting.
Here we go now, holla if you hear me.
zip up your lip, up, whip up. Hits with ransom, foul styles, get damn ones. We came back cause we heard hip hop needed another anthem. Black like Noah, in fact, in foyer. And we was back in the days with the juices, we'd have been known as the flowers. Revenue since the 70s, find me. So we went crazy in the 80s, so we won't kiss tinies in the 90s. Oops, the naughties, troops in sections of 40. So clap your hands and hold your shorty, I'm naughty.
Beats, two, three,
young.